This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we're approaching the time of grace, we come to you humbly and ourselves. We need thy mighty hand today. Just thank you and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. Just thank you and praising you for who you are, that you are God, and besides me, there is no other than worship in spirit and in truth. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today. In the name of Jesus, hide me behind Calvary's cross, anointed with the clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, this is Apostle Dudley Tebow.
Prophetess Tebow.
Coming to you today, that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God for having this opportunity to come before you and bring forth the word of God. We ask Prophetess Tebow, hallelujah, just to go ahead and share the scripture with us this day. In the book of James, chapter 3, verses 13 through 18.
Thank you, Apostle. I'll be reading to your hearing James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18, and it reads, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good gifts, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." I've read to your hearing James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his word. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank Prophetess Tebow for sharing the word of God with us. And we just thank God because he is a good God and he is worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him. Praise him. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. All mercy, all grace, and honor belongs to him. Well, we thank God for having this opportunity to come before you to bring forth the word of God. We thank God because he's a merciful God. He's a gracious God. He is a God that sits high and looks low. He knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. And for that, we are thankful because through the use of the internet, amen, God have made it available for us to bring forth the word. And even though we may be teaching and preaching on a local level, we are reaching on a global level to the use of the internet. So pray with us and for us as we bring forth the word today. Amen. Just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about, hallelujah, walking in the wisdom of God daily. Walking in the wisdom of God daily. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. in the scriptures that Prophetess Tebow shared with us, amen, we see where in the book of James where we are encouraged to seek wisdom, the wisdom of God, the wisdom that is above. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. So we as children of God, as people of God, we need the wisdom of God, especially living in these times that we are living in. It may be difficult. It may be that we still in quarantine, still in a pandemic, but we believe in God for a change to come. And so while we are waiting, while we are praying, while we are believing, while we are fasting, let's believe God for his wisdom on how to go about our daily, as we go daily in our works and things of God, in our daily walk with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 12, and also Proverbs 16, verse 25, it is two scriptures that shares the same information. It says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And when it talks about a man, it's talking about women as well. It says there is a way which seemeth right in our eyes, in our human eyes, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So that's why we need God's intervention. We need God's wisdom. We need him to direct our path each and every day of our lives. Here in the book of Psalms 114, verse 10, it says, walking in the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true wisdom, and all who obey his commandments will grow in wisdom, praise him forever. So we see the first key in order to walk in godly wisdom on a daily basis is for us to obey God's commandment and not just hear the word, but be doers of his word, that we may grow in wisdom, walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis. Here in the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 52, it says, and Jesus grew increase in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So we as followers of Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, he has left us the example to follow. So we as followers of Christ should follow his example. People of God, life itself is like a journey that a person takes from one point to another. Walking is also a step-by-step exercise that eventually causes one to progress towards a certain destination. So therefore, then life is like a journey in the higher ways of life. And that journey needs to be taken in godly wisdom and understanding. You see, godly wisdom is having good judgment. It is having the ability to discern between what is good and evil. Remember that the fear of the Lord, having us, you and I as believers of Christ, having deep respect for God, it is the foundation for the beginning of wisdom, godly wisdom. So believer of Christ, when you give God room in all that you do through obedience to his commandments or his word, you will grow in wisdom, walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis. When you, as a believer of Christ, walk in divine wisdom, in the God kind of wisdom, you will attract the favor of God and man. So tell God, in order for you to impact your community or the people around you and to work with them, you will need favor. It is having favor with God and favor with man that will attract multitude to you. Walking in divine wisdom on a daily basis means walking in the Word, living out the Word, because the Word of God is the wisdom of God. In the book of Romans 8, verse 14, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Now notice, it didn't say being led by our feelings. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God." Yes, beloved, again in the book of James, chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. "Who is a wise man? And have an understanding with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good conduct that his work are done with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Because this wisdom descended not from above, but it is earthly, sensuous, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above, it is first pure, peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." People of God, walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis, as wisdom is offered to us, as we live here on this earth, we must be concerned about how to discern through the teaching of the scriptures found in the Word of God. In the book of Proverbs 30, verse 5, the Word of God reads, it says, "For every word of God is flawless and pure. God is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him." Bible says, in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, "For us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lead not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our path." So believers of Christ, as we walk through the spiritual minefields of this world, we must make sure that we do not depart from God's divine path. So as a wise Christian, a servant of the Lord, you know your limited privileges of time. Let us redeem the time, because the days are evil. Even in this year of 2020, the devil is busy. Sin is running rapid through the land. But we as believers of Christ, we have hope. We have hope that we can be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis is something that we must be determined to do. Wisdom is related to us as human beings. May simply be defined as the virtue that enable one to make good choice in this complicated. In order for us to walk into a good, godly path. For the believers of Christ, wisdom is the art of godly living. In the book of Proverbs 3, verse 7, it says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. This is something that we must do on an individual basis. When we see evil, we don't get involved in it, but we try to depart from it. Because where evil is, sin is present. Because the devil, he comes, according to John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis, again, this is a decision that we must make ourselves, no matter what others may be doing. You have to decide to live right, to do right, to walk right, to be right in the eyes of God. Because we got a God that sits high and look low. He neither slumber nor sleep. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. And we will be accountable to God one day when we stand before him for everything that we say and do while we are here in this life. Walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis. You see, wisdom is something that grows in us progressively as we walk with God in this world and in the world to come. So people of God, we must be willing, first of all, to humble ourselves in order to grow in godly wisdom. You see, as we draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us. But we must come to the place of humbling ourselves in his eyesight. You see, through humbleness, God will help us. But if we be puffed up in our head, our mind, and in our spirit, God will draw away from us. You see, we need God. He is the one that created us. He knows all about us. He knows our ups and our downs. He knows whether we are real or not. He is a God of the heart. And if our heart has to be pure, our heart has to be right with him. See, God will draw near to a contrite and humble heart. So one of the ways for you and I, as a believer of Christ, can grow in God's wisdom is by studying and listening to God's word, and also to do the word of God. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, It's that study to show thyself. Approve unto God a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Right in the divine, the word of truth. You see, God has revealed himself through his word so that we can study it, we can read it, we can listen and meditate upon it, and also to obey the instruction that I'll give. See, the word says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the because of the verse. To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. So again, brothers and sisters in Christ, God has revealed himself to us through his word so that we can study, we can read it, we can listen to what the scriptures are saying. We can meditate upon his word. And then on our part, we must obey what the word says. Not just being hearers of the word, but being doers of the word of God. We do this all by faith. Because the Bible says faith without works is dead. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you see, in order for us to grow, in order for us to go from the milk of the word to the meat of the word, we must be willing to engage ourselves into what is required for us to grow. See, the word says in Hebrews 11:14, but solid food, strong meat on a spiritual basis, it belongs to them that are mature in the faith, even to those who by reason of practice have their senses trained to discern both good and evil. Yes, we are, you know, spiritual warfare on a daily basis. We must recognize the fact that we're in a fight. By us constantly practicing of the teaching of God's word, we can get to a place that we can learn and follow what the word is saying over time, which will result in us making wise and good choices. God is good, and he's good all the time. And all the time, he's good. Walking in the wisdom of God, just for a reminder to remind us that the scripture says there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God is good.
I've been through so much in my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus, love me, for the Bible
tells me so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
with his spirit from above, baptized by his fire, anointed with his love. He loves me. His love made me whole when I was lost in darkness. Jesus saved my soul. He loves me. He loves me. From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Lord, everything works for the good.
Yes.
for those that believe and know you, Lord God. Lord, we just love you. We praise you. We give you all the honor. We're going to shout while the battle is going on, Lord,
yes,
because we know in the end we win.
Yes, Lord.
That Jesus Christ already died and won the battle, won the war, won all of it. It's just a matter of going through the process. And, Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. We thank you for who we are in you.
Yes, ma'am.
We thank you for the background of this family, the Jackson family, Lord God, those children, all of them. We know that their mother was a praying woman.
Yes.
And that she raised them in the fear of God. And that they know who God is. And if they haven't walked in that vein, Lord God, it's not because they weren't taught. It's not because they weren't prayed for. It's because of choice, Lord God.
Yes.
And we just ask that, Lord, even because of choices, just intervene, Lord God. Touch now, right now, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in this moment.
Yes,
Lord. Lord God, just comfort and strengthen right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank God that Jesus Christ was born to follow transgression, bruised for our iniquity, chastising all pieces upon him, which stripes we are healed. We claim for the healing in her behalf. And also for others that may be sick and dissolved that we are not mindful of. But Father God, we thank you because you're still in the healing business. You're still in the miracle working business. Thank you for a miracle healing to take place. In Jesus' name, we claim it, we decree it, and we agree that it is so and it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God, we're looking forward to a good praise report because when we pray, we believe what is going to happen. Hallelujah, God is good and worthy to be praised. Well, amen, God is good and worthy to be praised. We want to continue with what we are talking about tonight. We are talking about walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis. Yes, I thank God for my wife. I thank God for Providence T-Bow. Hallelujah, for our teamwork makes the dream life and ministry work. We thank God because two is better than one. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's what ministry is all about, reaching out to others that it is less, hallelujah, fortunate than you are. You never know when the Lord will call on you to be that praying man, that praying woman, hallelujah, that will pray the prayer of faith and expect God to, hallelujah, for his divine will to be done in their lives. So we're looking forward to a good praise report. Amen. Walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 14, the Bible says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Also in Proverbs 24, verse 6, it says, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war. And in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Of course, people of God, the counselors that we are talking about, they have to be wise. In other words, people that have experience underneath their belt. People that went through something. Hallelujah. So the counselors must actually be wise. The point here is that we can learn from others if we listen to that past, to that past experience. Godly counsel. If it's, hallelujah, something that will add to what we are going through and not tear from it. In other words, let the wise hear and increase in learning. And the one who understands obtain guidance. Hallelujah. So people of God, living in wisdom is living in godliness and reflecting the nature of the kingdom of God in the course of our everyday life. I'm going to say it again because it should be repeated. People of God, believers in Christ, living in godly wisdom is living in godliness and reflecting the nature of the kingdom of God in the course of everyday living. Of everyday life. Walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis to remind us as people of God that in Proverbs 3, verse 7, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. You see, that's one of the things, not passing judgment on anybody, because the Bible said, don't judge. Because with the same measure that you judge with, it shall be measured back to you. But as we look around in 2020, as believers of Christ, we look around and the reference of the fear of God is not present in people's lives. And we should be departing from evil circumstances and situations instead of running to it. Well, I can throw both hands up and testify. As a young man, I got involved in things before Christ that was not godly. And because of bad choice, because of doing and trying to follow with the influence of the world, pride of life, the pride of the eyes, and the pride of life led me to be deeper and deeper in sin. You see, we have to realize that we're all born in sin. And because of the sin nature, without Christ in our life, we sin. Because sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay. And in the end, sin will collect its wages. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. So believers of Christ, don't be wise in your own eyes. But learn to live by trusting God, by trusting your relationship with Him daily, by walking and following God's path. Again, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, it let us know, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. So, people of God, even though we may find wise teaching of great value outside of the scriptures, the wisdom of the Bible is very unique in that it aims are far beyond just happily getting by on this earth. You see, walking in the wisdom of God, it teaches us how to live a trusting relationship with God on a daily basis. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, it says, so then, that ye walk carefully, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Whereby be ye not unwise, but understand it what the will of God is. So believers of Christ, God has set boundaries to our lives, and have given us opportunity for service to Him, which only exists within those boundaries. So we must maximize the time He has given us. Here in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 10, it says, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them, who are of the household of faith. some believers of Christ, our time is listed in developing a deeper relationship with God. It's not void. It's not in vain. Also, in pursuing the kingdom of God goals, in memorizing and meditating on God's word, or invest in helping and loving people, is never wasted. So let us maximize our use of our time that God has allowed for us in this life. Because the days in 2020 are still evil. You see, the devil knows his time is short. The devil is the accuser of the brethren. Satan will try to get in your mind, for he knows that if he can get in your mind, he can cause doubts to come apart, to come. The devil will try to get in your mind for you to emerge in the secular, ungodly media and amusement of the day in order to immobilize you from your fight against Rome. You see, Satan knows also that opportunities for you for doing right are often limited. See, the devil knows the Bible better than you and I, because he once was in heaven. He once was in a position in heaven, but because of pride that got in his heart, him and a third of the angels was kicked out of heaven. But he still is the prince of the air. He operates in the sense realm. So walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis as a wise Christian, you should know we know our Lord's purpose for our lives. Again, the word says in Ephesians 5, verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So, child of God, having a sense of urgency should cause you to desire and to understand what the will of the Lord is for your life. Rather than you getting involved in every good cause that comes along, or allowing other people to recruit you for endless programs and projects. Believers of Christ, God desires that each of us walk in wisdom, in godly wisdom, on a daily basis. Child of God, let's be careful. Let's follow the biblical life principles that are given in the Word of God. Let's wisely use the windows of opportunities that appear within our limited privilege of time. And let us get in sync with the Lord's purpose for our life. Yes, children of God, those who walk in divine wisdom receive the Father's direction for their lives. Nobody is better qualified to guide our steps, or lead us to the right path than God himself. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a God that knows us all by name. That in itself is a blessing of knowing that God have our best interests in man. Walking in divine wisdom and God in the godly in God's wisdom on a daily basis is a decision that we must make for ourselves. You see, divine wisdom is the capability to see things from godly perspective and respond according to scriptural principles. Walking in godly wisdom is for those who walk in wisdom, in godly wisdom, receiving God's direction for our lives. Again, for a reminder, no one is better qualified to guide you, to guide your steps, or lead you to the right path than God himself. So we, as believers of Christ, when we walk in divine wisdom, we can rest assured that the Lord is with us always. He said in his word, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God will not allow you as his child to enter into any situation that has not, that he has not anticipated, nor will he allow or permit a circumstance or a situation unless he intended for your good. See, the word of God says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Many people, including believers of Christ, live according to the whims and impulse of their emotions. But oftentimes, what feels good is not always beneficial for us. Instead, we are called to trust the Holy Spirit for guidance rather than our desires, impulse, and teaching. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Yes, we serve a God that knows us all by name. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that has all power in his hands. Here in Proverbs 28:26, it says, he that trusts in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis is very important and essential for the times that we are living in. Bible says in Proverbs 1. In Proverbs 1, verses 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standing in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he walk day and night. Yet God's wisdom is godly. God's wisdom will lead and guide us. God's wisdom will help us in times when we don't know which way to go. You see, God loves you. He values you and desires a close relationship with you. God has a specific plan for our lives. Here the word says in Proverbs 8, verse 32 through 35, now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my door. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Again tonight, we are thankful and grateful for the use of the internet, for being able to bring forth this word to you and believe that through the teaching of God's word, there was something that was said that would bring encouragement and exaltation to your soul. Beloved, walking in the wisdom of God on a daily basis should be a determination for you and I, as a believer of Christ, to do. Precious Father, I thank you. I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you that your word will not return to you, Lord. I thank you that your word, Lord, will take root in people's lives. They'll go from their head all the way to the depths of their heart. We thank you, Lord, for salvation here tonight. We thank you that the word says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There may be one or there may be some underneath the sound of my voice that is torn up from the flood that need a change to take place in their lives. Precious Father, I'm asking to extend grace and mercy to that sinner man, that sinner woman, that boy or girl that is in need of salvation, that is in need to come to you just as they are. Bible says for them to come with a sincere heart, to repent of their sin, and to acknowledge that they need you. They need Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. The word says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, for with your heart you believe on the righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank you for saving them, Lord. Thank you for setting them free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle, for the teaching tonight. We pray that someone has been touched and will have heard something that they can apply to their lives. If you would like to contact Apostle Tebow or myself, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your friends and family, and have them join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. We love you. The Lord willing, we'll be here again at 6 p.m. on Friday evening for this broadcast. God bless and have a great evening.